The Mountain West is home to several states with some of the highest vaccine hesitancy rates in the country. In Wyoming's Natrona County, that's left the local health department with a surplus of vaccines and empty appointment slots. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
It's a Monday in Casper, Wyoming. I'm standing inside what was once a Macy's store and a shopping mall. There's lots of mirrors, the old beauty department counter, and what used to be changing rooms. But now, this is a well-oiled pandemic-fighting machine, but with no customers.
If you just are out doing your thing and think, well, I have a spare 30 minutes, I could go get my vaccine, come on down, we're happy to do it.
That's Haley Bloom with the Casper Natrona County Health Department. When the agency converted this building into a COVID-19 vaccine clinic, they estimated it would be capable of vaccinating up to 1,500 people a day.
We've never had more than probably 800 to 900. A typical day has been around 200 to 400.
Demand has slowed down. So much so, the department had to ask the state to halt their vaccine shipments earlier in April because they were sitting on a surplus of 20,000 shots. Nonetheless, Bloom seems optimistic, or at least playing it cool in order to create the kind of environment where people can be honest about their vaccine fears.
So if someone comes and they're unsure, they have questions, we're happy to chat with them, send a nurse over to chat with them, whatever it takes. And, you know, if it's not the right time, no one says that you can't walk out and think about it some more and come back next week.
Mark Dowell admits it's difficult to stay cool.
It makes you very frustrated. You try not to get mad.
Dowell is the Natrona County Health Officer and an infectious disease expert. He says it's also difficult dealing with the amount of misinformation that's discouraging people from getting the shot.
You try to stay even keel so you can serve the people that have put you in the position.
More than 32% of the population in Natrona County are thought to be vaccine hesitant, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. That's one of the highest percentages in the country. Take Connie Anthony, for example. I spoke to her outside the public library in Casper.
I choose not to get vaccinated. I just don't have that much trust in government vaccines and such. I don't want anything injected into my body that just hasn't been thoroughly researched, and so no.
All vaccines go through clinical trials to test safety and effectiveness, and long-term side effects after any vaccination are extremely rare. But that's not what worries someone like Dale Godleys. There's been just 33 new cases in Natrona County over the past 2 weeks, so he doesn't think getting vaccinated is necessary.
Well, I firmly believe that I'm immune to it, so I wouldn't bother getting one.
When it comes to vaccine hesitancy, politics may be playing a part here in Natrona County, which voted overwhelmingly to re-elect former President Donald Trump. But the health department is mostly encountering people with concerns about safety and side effects. That was the case for Casper resident Brittany Braddis. I spoke to her on the phone.
I didn't want to get the shot because I didn't want to get sick, because all these people I hear are just getting so sick.
At the same time, Braddis has been really worried about getting the virus. She has severe asthma, plus she deals with the public since she and her husband own a butcher shop together. And like so many, she turned to social media to get more information. She wanted to hear from the people she already knows, so she posted on Facebook.
I just wanted to know what friends of mine have gotten the shot and what happened to them. Like, how many people got sick, how many people didn't, you know what I mean?
She got 135 responses, and they ran the gamut. Some people really discouraged Braddis from getting the vaccine, while others reassured her that it was the right choice to make.
But then people getting in fights with each other, it's so dumb.
Ultimately, the vaccine won out, partly because of what her friends working in healthcare told her, but also it was simply convenient. When she took her mom to the health department to get vaccinated, she asked the nurse if she could get one too.
So I just did it, and guess what? I got Pfizer, and I was completely fine with both shots.
Braddis's experience reflects what many public health experts are saying about this point in the vaccine rollout. Most of those in our region that were willing or eager to get vaccinated have done so. It's now down to the folks that are on the fence. Shonda Schrader is a rural health expert. She says people that are hesitant don't want to hear from the government or even scientists.
They want to hear from someone they trust. They need to know that it's safe and effective, and they need to be able to ask those questions in a safe space.
Schrader says those one-on-one conversations will be critical for helping people make informed decisions. And when they do decide they're ready, she says a shot also needs to be at the ready. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.